Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja, and we are here with the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at the American Muslim Community Foundation. Today, our guest is Safat Ibrahim. She's one of our co-founders and somebody that I've had the pleasure of getting to know over the last few years. And let's just jump right in. Safat, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. As Muhi mentioned, I have had the pleasure to be part of the co-founding of American Muslim Community Foundation. It has been a beautiful journey and a roller coaster at some time, at some point. It's just a pleasure to have had the opportunity to work with Muhi the last 3.5 years. And we've had the opportunity to learn a lot from each other and to explore the realm of community foundations and how we can serve the community and how we can empower and enhance the American Muslim community to shore up philanthropic giving for the nonprofit ecosystem and strengthen the social impact that we're making across all nonprofit sectors, inshallah.
Inshallah, for sure. And when did you like first get into nonprofit work and everything?
Oh God, I stumbled onto nonprofit work. It actually was not the path that I had intended to take. I was in private sector, working in project management for web-based data management solutions. Back when it wasn't a thing, back when it was still, an innovation and a pioneering of the wild, wild web. I took some time off right before getting married, because I had to move, from Sacramento to San Jose. I ended up taking a year off. I volunteered at the Muslim Community Association at the Masjid, worked with the NLEN for a while there in the Dawa program. And I found that, wow, how amazing is it to be able to work, to have your work be something that has purpose, something that gives back to others,
right?
And not just a paycheck. And so I took my skills and my passion for organizing and taking anything from start to completion and said, let me try to do this for the community. After the MCA, I ended up volunteering with CARE. And at CARE, I really found my passion because it was a few years post 9/11. It was at the height of need for Muslims in the community to engage and to advocate on our own behalf and not wait for others to speak for us. Mm-hmm. So it was a very empowering time. It was a moving time for me and a defining moment for me. And yeah, I just kind of continued to stumble into nonprofit spaces. I ended up being from taking myself from volunteer to joining the board for the local CARES FDA office. Mm-hmm. Later joined the CARE California board of directors. And then pretty much took on every role at CARE at some point or another. I was the executive director for 3 years. I was the secretary, vice president, president, and mm-hmm. For both the local office and the state chapter, and learned so much along the way, met amazing people along the way. So this is where it brought me now. Gosh, it's been, how many years is it? I hate to say because it'll totally age me.
No, that's fine. And I think what you talked about, like feeling and finding purpose, is like so relevant because I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there's a Japanese concept called ikigai, and it is about what your vocation is, what your skill set is, what your profession is, and what your like heart's desire is. And the combination of all of those, like when you find that, that is ikigai. And that's always something that I've tried to find and bring me back to center, and always any job opportunity or anything that I put my time to, those are always things that I always try to center myself around. So thank you for sharing. So, you know, I think that brings you kind of up to where you first heard about AMCF about. So tell us a little bit more about that process.
Well, after spending 12 years of care, I took a step back, loved seeing new generations come into care and lead with Zahra Billo, mashallah. And,
yeah, for sure.
And across Care California, just great leadership has grown there. But I took a year off. I supported the initial fundraising for Verity High School. And then after that, worked with Give Light for a while as well. But I stumbled on AMCF really by accident through my husband. So Ayman Al-Sawah, one of our co-founders, was good friends with Hisham, my husband. And he had called on Hisham to help him with developing with applying most viable product design thinking into how Ayman could think about developing a different way for our community to fundraise. And then you and Ayman came together and realized you were coming at this idea from different perspectives and different passions about how to develop our community when it comes to fundraising. And Ayman came from the side of donor fatigue, you from development and raising our community up to be more strategic and more sophisticated, really, in the way that we give and we develop our giving. And I came from the perspective from the nonprofit struggling to keep their doors open, to focus on our mission and our charter versus having to continually fundraise and going about it our old-fashioned way of, you know, let's raise our hands and at the banquets and one banquet after the other. And it was, I started looking at my calendar every year and thinking, God, it was like an endless sea of fundraisers throughout the year. Many awesome causes, not knowing which one to support and how to support. So when I kind of went off on a tangent here, but really what happened was Hisham and Ayman talked to me, and Ayman had no idea. Or he knew that I was with CARE, but he didn't know that I was free and that I would be open to joining this cause. And so the three of us got together, as you know, and it really just, it didn't take very long. I think the three of us, our ideas kind of just meshed together seamlessly.
Totally did.
Our MVP exercise, I think, didn't take us very long. I've seen other organizations go through very grueling, long processes of trying to form their strategic plan and their infrastructures. And I think that we had Tawfiq. I think we had Allah's grace on us, because things just kind of took off really fast. And we met a need that the community, a gap in a need that was open in our community.
Yeah, I remember that meeting very well, and I just remember leaving thinking, like, I feel so energized. And I was working at American Red Cross at the time, right? Like, I knew that I wanted to do something. I knew that I wanted to try to make a difference, but not recreate the wheel, right? And what would that opportunity be for the Muslim community nationwide?
So,
like, sleepless nights, like, just writing down all my thoughts on a backside of an envelope or a piece of paper, and then literally like sending an email to all the contacts that I knew, BCC'd in the Muslim nonprofit community, And one connection to another led me to Amen, which led us to Hisham, which led us to you. So like, it's very, I believe it's very serendipitous in terms of like how we've been able to bring this team together with Ayat yeah. al-Nuri and yeah. so many other people that have helped us along the way as well. So I guess this is a good segue into like, why do you believe in or why do you support American Muslim Community Foundation?
It's like I said, it's really simple that American Muslim, we needed a community foundation. When I was on the other end at a nonprofit trying to raise funds and trying to be creative in how we raise funds because it was very grassroots. Most Muslim organizations in the U.S. are alhamdulillah, and it's through the blessings of each individual Muslim in America doing their part by giving $1 at a time. Mm-hmm. But when you compared us to other NPOs in the country, you realize how much we were struggling to keep our doors open and sustain an operational budget.
Right.
You know, when over 50% of your time is being spent on fundraising rather than actually doing the charter of the work that you need to be doing, mm-hmm. you start thinking of, like, what do we need to do? This isn't the most efficient way to go about this.
Right.
There's got to be a better way. We saw, as I mentioned, other nonprofits outside of the Muslim community that were doing wonderfully fundraising and diversifying their budgets through grants, through various foundations, through organized giving, through
right.
investments. And it just, we weren't going about it smartly. And I think it was because our community needed to kind of evolve and develop to that next stage.
Right.
And sorry, go ahead.
No, not at all. Finish your thought.
I was going to say there are foundations that would reach out to the American Muslim community and mm-hmm. try to take our hands and help us, but it wasn't mainstream. There were only a handful
right.
of organizations in the country that were savvy enough or wise enough to understand how to broach that space. But our massages, our schools, everyone mm-hmm. is still grassroots fundraising.
Of course.
$1 at a time, rather than thinking about how do we organize, how do we develop our wealth in a smarter, more efficient way.
Right. I think that hits it spot on. So in terms of like, you know, now it's almost 4 years later, right? And I feel like we've grown so much, and I feel like we're just exposing the tip of the iceberg. Like, there's so much more to be done, right? And that's what excites me.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the exciting part for you?
You know, I think with every month, it's becoming more and more exciting, even despite the unprecedented time that we're living through right now.
Right. Yeah.
Even with these difficult days that we're experiencing, there's still a lot of excitement and a lot of hope about the direction that we can take the services and the programs that we can offer to our community, both from the donor side and the nonprofit side. As a donor, you know, AMCF took away a lot of our pain when it came to our giving each year.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
It was, and by the way, the concept was new to me as well. You mm-hmm. educated
oh, yeah.
me on what sure. a community foundation can do for us.
Yeah.
After our giving has been streamlined now for the last almost 4 years.
Right.
And it's not a headache anymore. At the end of the year, I don't have to try to figure out who did I give to, you know.
Totally.
Can I trust the receipts I've received from these nonprofits? Because some of them having worked on the other side, some of them mm-hmm. have struggled with record keeping. So there was a need in so many ways. We went off on a tangent here, but again. But basically, to me, AMCF was a solution.
Talking about, yeah. You know, why you support AMCF, like in general, and like how AMCF's been able to help you with your charitable giving, like what would you say, focusing the conversation more on just like philanthropy in general, what do you feel like philanthropy means to you?
Philanthropy to me is about reaching as many causes as possible that matter to me, in a way that is sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how yeah. I see philanthropy. I see it as a long-term sustainability for the causes that are impacting communities.
So if you could solve one issue in the world, what would it be?
Oh God,
that's a tough question.
I'm a dreamer. Yeah. So I'm a dreamer because I actually think that we have the power and the compassion to change more than one thing. I don't think that we should have to choose one thing. I want to be able to take away the pain of injustices, I think, more than anything. I think if you remove the cover of injustice from a lot of communities,
yeah,
that will fix a lot of problems, from, you know, poverty, from healthcare, from education. It'll empower communities to rise.
Yeah.
And so if we work, I'm passionate about working with organizations that are focused on civic engagement and advocating on behalf of the minorities in our communities. And that I think it would be a domino effect. If we are able to focus on that, I think other things will just fall into place.
So in transition, like what would you say, aside from AMCF, because we know AMCF is your favorite, what would you say are your top three favorite nonprofits?
Well, AMCF, number one. CARE has definitely got a sweet spot in my heart, always. It's a great organization. Give Light Foundation is another one that has a sweet spot in my heart because of the beautiful impact that it's made globally for orphans.
Yeah.
That's three.
Wonderful. And then do you have a favorite verse or story from the Quran, scripture, or anything that you'd like to share?
Yeah, there are a lot. That's another one that I would prefer not to choose just one. There are actually
right.
many to yeah. choose from, alhamdulillah. I would say my one of my favorite ayahs that speaks to altruistic giving is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hal jazaa'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan. It's an ayah that's repeated in the Quran, but I remember it from Surah Ar-Rahman.
Right.
And it's essentially about translating it appropriately probably, but it means how could you doing good only brings it more good.
Right.
Being kind, giving, extending yourself in a way that is compassionate will only bring the same in return.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I think in closing, you know, again, the last 4 years have been fantastic and phenomenal getting to know you and your family. And I'm so excited to see where AMCF is going to go, and so glad that you're our board president and you have a few more years left on your term, and so excited to see and thankful of your support. So. what else would you like to share with us?
Thank you. No, it's been a pleasure for me to work with you, Mahi, and with our wonderful team. We should mention that we have amazing supporters and board members across the country, not just here in the Bay Area.
For sure.
And so I want to recognize Omar Hassan, our treasurer, and I want to how he's really stood by us. Agnes Chong.
Definitely.
She worked with us at CARE, with me at CARE, and she's been an amazing asset in helping us build our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, who else mentioned?
Michael.
Michael Lynch, Ramos Lynch. He's in Austin, Texas, and he's our legal guru along with Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably forgetting many others. We've got a wonderful advisory team.
And we'll bring all of them on as guests and have them do interviews and everything. So this is the first of many conversations on Muslim philanthropy, and just wanted to kick it off with you as our board president, and also share that, you know, you and I are part of another very important secret society of Muslim dog owners. So secretly, as much as we can, we're going to get as many more Muslim dog owners to listen to this podcast and be on this podcast as well.
By the way, just like stumbling into the nonprofit space, I never thought I'd be a dog owner, and here I am.
It's the best thing ever.
I have a new love, yeah.
We're publicly stating that for everyone to hear. But this is and you know, philanthropy is the love of mankind, and who loves mankind? Right?
It's the love of all those that are in need, and animals are one of the most vulnerable. So yes, alhamdulillah.
For sure. So again, thank you so much, Safa. Looking forward to everything that we're going to do together. And it's because of your support and leadership that we're able to do so. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Takes a village. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.